Okay, so are you ready to like dive deep into history?
Yeah.
Because we are going to uncover a chapter about Jesus that might just rewrite everything you thought you knew about him.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're going to be talking about this secret journey he took when he was in his late 20s,
Oh, wow.
like before his
It's a little
ministry
while ago.
even began.
Yeah, and this isn't just some quiet retreat for reflection or something like that. The Discover Jesus website has outlined this whirlwind tour
Oh.
of the Mediterranean that he took with this wealthy Indian merchant and his son.
So we're talking like a gap year.
Yeah, a gap year, but with huge historical
That's
implications.
wild, a gap year for Jesus.
Yeah.
So where does this story even begin?
It all starts during Passover in Jerusalem,
Okay.
and there's this chance encounter where a 27-year-old Jesus meets Ganud,
No, no.
this wealthy traveler from India, and his 17-year-old son Ganeed.
Wow.
And they were heading west on this journey through the Mediterranean and needed someone who could be like an interpreter for Ganad's business dealings, but also a tutor for young Ganeed.
Interesting. So they needed like a two-for-one kind of deal.
Yeah, exactly.
And Gnode was really determined to have Jesus come along with them.
Yeah, he was.
The article even mentions that Gnode offered to like prepay an entire year's wages
Wow.
to make sure that Jesus' family was taken care of while he was away.
That's a big commitment.
It's a huge commitment.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, what did Gnode see in Jesus that made him so insistent?
Yeah, the article doesn't explicitly say, but you can just kind of sense that Ganud recognized something special in Jesus, you know? It's almost as if he knew that this young man was destined for great things.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's pretty amazing.
It is.
Okay, so Jesus accepts this offer, but then he does something kind of strange.
What's that?
He insists on keeping the whole trip a secret.
Yeah, he does. He even entrusts all the funds and the details of the trip to John Zebedee.
John Zebedee.
Yeah, and urges him to tell no one, not even his own family. Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, why was the secrecy so important to Jesus at this point in his life?
Maybe he needed time and space to really, explore who he was and what he was meant to do without like the pressures and expectations of his community.
Right.
Or maybe he sensed his future mission and knew that if he revealed himself too early, it could jeopardize it.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
It's really interesting. Whatever the reason, this secret just adds another layer of complexity to the story.
Absolutely. And speaking of layers, let's talk about the itinerary of this trip because this was not just a simple vacation.
Oh no.
They covered so much ground.
Okay.
Just picture this.
Yeah.
From Jerusalem, they travel to Caesarea and set sail for Alexandria. Then it's on to Crete, Carthage, Naples, and finally Rome.
I'm exhausted just listening to all that.
I know, right?
But wait, there's more, isn't there? It doesn't just end in Rome.
Oh no, not even
Oh
close.
my God.
After Rome, they head overland to Tarentum, then they sail to Athens, followed by visits to Ephesus, Cyprus, Antioch, Sidon,
Wow,
Damascus.
they were busy.
I know, they even ventured into Mesopotamia, reaching Babylon, Ur, and Susa.
That's insane. That's more than a grand tour. That's like a crash course in ancient civilizations.
Yeah, it
It really
is.
makes you think about like the impact that all these different cultures and philosophies must have had on Jesus during this really important time in his life.
Absolutely.
And to think all of this was before he even began his public ministry.
Exactly.
That's just wild.
And remember, this whole time, Jesus is fulfilling his roles as an interpreter and a tutor.
Right.
Yeah, the article says that he spent about half of each day teaching Ganeed and translating for Ganeed,
Okay.
but the rest of the time was his to explore and engage with the world around him.
So we have Jesus, this young man, on a journey of self-discovery, immersed in all these different cultures and ideas. He's tutoring, he's translating, but he's also using his free time to connect with people from all walks of life. I'm just dying to know more about these encounters. Like, what kinds of people did he meet? What kind of conversations did he have?
Oh, yeah. Well, in Alexandria, the article talks about how Jesus was guiding young Gunned through the Library of Alexandria.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine, like, the two of them surrounded by all these scrolls from across the known world, just like debating philosophy and religion?
Oh, that would have been amazing. It must have been mind-blowing for both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Does the article say anything about like specific texts or schools of thought that Jesus was really interested in?
Yeah, it highlights how they really delved into a bunch of world religions.
Huh.
There's even a mention of them discussing Buddhism
Row.
with Gunod and Ganeed later on in the trip while they were traveling through the Swiss mountains.
Really?
Yeah, so like a young Jesus discussing Eastern philosophy.
Yeah, that really challenges like the typical image that we have of him.
It really does.
It's so interesting. It makes you wonder, how did encountering all these different faiths and philosophies influence his later teachings? Did he like incorporate any of these ideas, or did they just serve as like a contrast to his own developing beliefs?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And you know, Alexandria was just about ancient texts.
Right.
The article also paints this really vibrant picture of Jesus just interacting with everyday people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's this one story about him helping this young man overcome his fear of the marketplace just by offering words of comfort and encouragement.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it's just like a little glimpse into his character and shows his empathy and ability to connect with people.
Yeah.
On a personal level.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're seeing this young Jesus who is not only intellectually curious,
yeah,
but also super compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
And then the journey continues on to Rome, which must have been like a completely different experience from Alexandria.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What really stood out to you about his time in Rome?
Well, Rome was just this huge melting pot of ideas.
Yeah.
And the article suggests that Jesus just dove headfirst into all of it.
He just like jumped right in.
He did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he engaged with Stoics who believed in reason and ritu as the paths to happiness,
uh-huh,
and Cynics who rejected societal norms in favor of self-sufficiency.
Okay.
And he even had these deep conversations with Greek Jews about the relationship between faith and truth.
Wow, that's some pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah.
It's like we're watching his young mind be forged in these like philosophical debates.
It really is.
Do we know how these encounters shaped his thinking? Like,
yeah,
did he lean towards one philosophy or another?
You know, it doesn't seem like he was choosing sides.
Okay.
The article really emphasizes how he was absorbing all these different perspectives and wrestling with all the complexities.
Interesting.
It seems like this period in Rome was less about forming concrete answers and more about refining his questions and deepening his understanding of the human condition.
That makes sense. It's like he's laying the groundwork for his own worldview, you know,
exactly,
testing out different ideas and approaches against the realities that he was encountering.
Yeah. And there's this other really fascinating detail about his time in Rome.
What's that?
So it turns out some of the people that he met there,
mm-hmm,
the ones he debated with and shared meals with,
yeah,
they later became influential figures in early Christianity.
Oh, wow. So they were unknowingly spreading the message of the man they'd once met as a tutor.
Isn't that incredible?
That is wild.
It really speaks to the power of genuine connection.
Yeah.
And how even fleeting encounters can have a lasting impact.
I love that. It's like we're seeing a preview of the movement he would later inspire.
Mm-hmm.
Like these little seeds of his message being planted in the hearts and minds of the people he met along the way.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
And as fascinating as these Roman encounters are, this journey still has so much more to offer.
It does.
I mean, we haven't even touched upon his experiences in Mesopotamia, his discussions about Buddhism, or all those acts of compassion that he showed along the way.
Oh, yeah, there's so much more.
Yeah, it's incredible to think about everything that Jesus experienced on this secret journey.
Yeah.
It really adds a whole new layer to his story.
It really does. And you know, the article doesn't just focus on all those intellectual and philosophical encounters.
Right.
It also highlights all these times where Jesus, like, stepped in to help people who were in need.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, there's this one story about how he stopped a man from mistreating his wife.
Wow.
And then there's another one about him helping these two courtesans find a better life.
That's amazing. It seems that even before his public ministry, like, he was already living out the values of compassion and justice.
Right, exactly. And, you know, these weren't just abstract concepts to him. These were principles that he actively put into practice.
Yeah.
And throughout this journey, we see him having these deeper conversations about, like, his evolving worldview.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The article mentions all these discourses that he gave in Corinth, Athens, Ephesus, and Cyprus.
Wow.
And it really showcases his growing confidence and his ability to, like, articulate complex ideas.
So it wasn't just a journey of geographical exploration.
No, it wasn't.
It was also a journey of like personal and spiritual growth.
Exactly.
He was absorbing all this knowledge, refining his ideas, and putting his compassion into action.
Yeah, and as their adventure was coming to an end, the article describes this really poignant scene.
Oh, what is it?
It's the farewell between Jesus, Gannud, and Gennad. After nearly 2 years of traveling and learning together.
Yeah.
They had to say goodbye.
I can only imagine how emotional that must have been, especially for young Gannad. You know, he had spent all those years learning from Jesus and witnessing his wisdom and compassion firsthand.
Yeah, the article says that Gannad was just heartbroken at the thought of leaving.
Uh-huh.
He even told Jesus that he sees him as like a reflection of the Heavenly Father.
Wow, that's powerful. That's a really powerful testament to the impact that Jesus had on him.
It really is.
How did Jesus react to that?
With his characteristic humility.
Oh, of course.
He just wished them peace and blessings.
It's a quiet but profound moment, for sure. It marks the end of this, like, extraordinary chapter in his life.
Yeah, it's bittersweet, you know? This incredible journey comes to an end.
Yeah.
But it feels like it's just the beginning of something much bigger.
Right.
Like, we've just been given a glimpse behind the curtain, you know?
Yeah.
Just a peek into the experiences that shaped the man who would eventually change the world.
This deep dive has, like, totally changed my assumptions.
Oh, yeah.
And given me this whole new perspective on the life and journey of Jesus.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
It's a good reminder that history is full of surprises, and sometimes the most profound insights come from exploring, like, those lesser-known chapters.
I think you're right.
Yeah, and that's what makes these deep dives so fascinating.
I agree.